Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, hello, class. We're talking business this morning on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. Make sure you do a few things. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. Let me know what you want to hear covered on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Anything dealing with business, personal development, motivation, whatever. We'll cover it. Also, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Really appreciate that. It helps others find the show. And that's it for right now. Let's get after it, shall we? Verizon purchased AOL for $4.4 billion, with a B, $4.4 billion. What does that mean? I have no idea. I have no clue. I don't really have an emotional attachment to Verizon or to AOL. I'll give you my thoughts on it. Number one, I pay Verizon a lot of money every month for cell phone. Call my daughter 4G Madeline. Oh, 4G, I call her because she uses 4 gig of data, seems, every month. And we got to nip that in the bud. Me and my wife, Angela, use about 2 combined because we make sure we're on Wi-Fi networks when we're using our data. Somehow it doesn't quite seem to get through to our old 14-year-old. We got to have a sit-down powwow with her, I guess, at some point. But I pay Verizon good money for cell phones. Isn't that funny? Like, unlimited text messaging, unlimited this, unlimited that, unlimited phone calls. I mean, long distance. God, I remember. I'm old enough to remember where if you were going to call anybody long distance, you had to do it Friday after 11 p.m. and Sunday before 5. Like, that was the weekend rate was 10 cents a minute or something. Now, pick up your cell phone, call anybody in the U.S., for example. And if you go overseas, like I traveled to London in December, you pay $25 and you get 100 meg of data, you know, which comes in handy. You want to use your GPS for maps and things like that to go sightseeing. At least Verizon, I don't know what it is for any other company, but $25, 100 meg of data. I don't know if it's me, but I mean, I'm just in awe. Like, I'm in my hotel room in London texting my wife, and she gets it somehow. No wires connected, nothing, but it's a conversation for a whole other day. So why are we talking business? Why are we talking about Verizon buying AOL for $4.4 billion? Well, I just thought this was interesting. AOL owns the Huffington Post. I don't read the Huffington Post. I'm not a huge fan. That doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying I'm not here to talk about exactly what the Huffington Post is. But AOL acquired Huffington Post for $315 million 4 years ago, 2011. $315 million. Guys, that was a blog, okay? This is why I'm talking about this, because in the previous show, we were talking about just get going with a blog. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be able to sell your blog for $315 million, but think about this. Because when people think, well, what am I going to blog about? What, I don't have anything to talk about. Immediately, our mind goes to, because we're conditioned, right? We're conditioned to go to, well, what if, you know, worst case scenario, doomsday scenario. Well, what if you didn't have to contribute any of the content? What if you maybe gave an occasional commentary, but you solicited other people to blog, or you could insert whatever media you want to talk about. You want to do a YouTube channel, have other people submit videos for you. You want to have something like this, a podcast, interview people. Why don't you become a news reporter, reporting the news within your niche, within your genre? That way it takes the pressure off you to have to come up with all of this different content. You know, Huffington Post, I mean, $315 million they were purchased for by AOL 4 years ago. Now they could be spun off, now that Verizon purchased AOL. They could be spun off for $1 billion in the news now. That's what they're talking about, that Verizon could spin off the Huffington Post for $1 billion after they just acquired AOL. And obviously, Verizon had an ulterior motive for purchasing AOL. I don't even know anything about AOL. I have not been on AOL.com since 1996 because, like you, most likely, if you, you know, got the CD in the mail and you put it in your God knows what the name of the computer I had at that time, some PC, Microsoft PC computer, and you uploaded the AOL platform and you've got mail. And it was only $23 a month to get email. Isn't that crazy? Now we get Gmail and Yahoo and all these different platforms. Email's free, but back in 1996 it wasn't free. And I was spending $23 a month every month, gladly, happy to do it, because now I could send an email to somebody and it was pretty cool, and chat and things like that. So, you know, think about how far it's come. Now it's almost like, you know, think about AOL, the Time Warner for merger. Remember that one back in the early part of the decade? It's more like you've got fail. That was a horrible acquisition on both sides, man. Horrible merger, rather. My point today, not to get into all this business acquisition stuff, because quite honestly, that's way over my pay grade. All right. What I want to talk about, though, is I'm seeing headlines that the Huffington Post could be spun off for $1 billion. And I think about you. And I think, what if somebody wanted to acquire your blog for $100,000? Very possible. If you get great content out on a platform, you don't really have to learn how to do anything except get that content onto the platform and highlight individuals in your niche. Now, again, don't get caught up on the word blog, or don't get caught up on a video channel, but you know what's funny? All of these platforms are absolutely free. YouTube supplies you with a platform to upload your own videos. They actually allow you to separate them by playlists. You know, if you want to separate it out by different playlists that you have, maybe one is teaching, maybe one is speaking, maybe one is whatever. If you want a blog, you can separate those by categories as well. I mean, you may already know this, maybe you don't know this, but I'm saying think about different ways to get your message out to the masses using the various free platforms out there. And someday, it's very possible. It's not even, you know, I don't even say it's impossible. You know, it's very probable that you will earn income one of two ways, either monetizing your own message out there or monetizing somebody's message out there. Because think about it, all you need is the traffic. All you need is the eyeballs coming to whatever platform that you want to create out there. Here's the thing you got to get over, though, the limiting belief that you have in your mind that nobody's going to visit. There's 7 billion people in the world, okay? You're going to get people to visit your platform. I had those same limiting beliefs 10 years ago. Who's going to go to a website every day, Saturday? Who's going to listen to a podcast? Who's going to watch a video and all that stuff? But once it starts happening, then you start asking yourself, why are more people coming? Who wouldn't want to hear this message? This is great stuff. And it gets you excited. And when you have excitement, you have momentum. When you have momentum, you have revenue that comes in because you're adding value. And it's a win-win. You're winning because you're earning income. You have momentum in your life. You have a reason to wake up in the morning. And the end user who's consuming your content is winning because they think it's great stuff. And all of this costs you next to nothing to get up and running. So think about this. Just the concept. If Huffington Post can sell for $1 billion, why can't you monetize a 0.00001% of that number and make every day Saturday, right? Sam Crowley, think a little bit today and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.